Folkeskolens 9. klasse prøve i engelsk, december 2018.
Listening comprehension, section 1. Jasmine's experience of an English school. You will hear the first part of Jasmine's story twice. Put X in the right box. Read the questions for section 1.
Hello, Jasmine. You went to school in England.
I did. I went to a selective academy.
Yes, and what's that?
Well, a selective academy is what is also called a grammar school. It's a school that you can get into if you do a special test. It's called the 11 Plus. You do it when you're 11, and it's to test your intelligence so that to see if you're smart enough to come into the school. Yeah, the school itself is, it was an all-girls school in Boston called Boston High School. This is Boston, England. And we had a boys' school as well called Grammar School. And it was quite interesting going to a school with all girls because you'd think that it'd be nice, but there wasn't huge differences, but you kind of missed the boys. You missed the rowdiness and you missed the ones kind of slapping you because you needed that balance, whereas you didn't have that when it was just girls. You just had a bunch of chatty girls.
Okay, so not all the children were accepted at this school then?
No, you could, if you did the test, which you didn't have to do, you could apply to come through even if you didn't pass it, but the school had high standards for its students, which meant we were under a lot of pressure, but that's why we did the test. We did the test so that they could make sure that students could handle this pressure and handle the level that we work at.
Sounds good. You had some subjects in school then. What was your favourite?
My favourite subjects were probably science. That would be physics, chemistry and biology. Mainly physics, because physics is all about the world around you, and that's is very interesting for an inquisitive mind to explore. And I also enjoyed woodwork, which was where we would like build things out of wood. We built a pop-up toy out of cogs, and we also built a steady hand toy to test if you had a steady hand, where you would use a loop and put it around a wire, and if you touch the wire then a light would go off. Which is how they would show that, you know, you didn't have a very steady hand.
I see. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks.
Now listen again and check your answers.
Hello, Jasmine. You went to school in England.
I did. I went to a selective academy.
Yes, and what's that?
Well, a selective academy is what is also called a grammar school. It's a school that you can get into if you do a special test. It's called the 11 Plus. You do it when you're 11, and it's to test your intelligence so that to see if you're smart enough to come into the school. The school itself is, it was an all-girls school in Boston called Boston High School. This is Boston, England. And we had a boys' school as well called Grammar School. And it was quite interesting going to a school with all girls because you'd think that it'd be nice, but there wasn't huge differences, but you kind of missed the boys. You missed the rowdiness and you missed the ones kind of slapping you because you needed that balance, Whereas you didn't have that when it was just girls. You just had a bunch of chatty girls.
Okay. So not all children were accepted at this school then?
No. You could, if you did the test, which you didn't have to do, you could apply to come through even if you didn't pass it. But the school had high standards for its students, which meant we were under a lot of pressure. But that's why we did the test. We did the test so that they could make sure that students could handle this pressure and handle the level that we work at.
Mm, sounds good. You had some subjects in school then. What was your favourite?
My favourite subjects were probably science. That would be physics, chemistry and biology. Mainly physics, because physics is all about the world around you, and that's is very interesting for an inquisitive mind to explore. And I also enjoyed woodwork, which was where we would like build things out of wood. We built a pop-up toy out of cogs, and we also built a steady hand toy to test if you had a steady hand, where you would use a loop and put it around a wire, and if you touch the wire then a light would go off, which is how they would show that, you know, you didn't have a very steady hand.
I see. Yeah. Okay, well, thanks.
Listening Comprehension, Section 2. School Ghost Stories. You will hear Jasmine's stories only once. There is one example. There are five other true sentences. Put X in the right boxes. Read the sentences for Section 2.
Hi, Jasmine. You went to Boston High School in England, and you have some special stories from that school.
Yeah, Boston High School was an old school. It was built 100 years prior to me being there, so that means that we have our fair share of ghost stories.
Really?
Our janitor, I had a fun conversation with him one evening before school ended, and he told us all of his ghost stories. He has three, which...
Perhaps we can hear some.
Okay, so our janitor, he experienced a couple of things in our school. One of them being that he was painting the school. Now, this is a big school, so he was painting over in PE, physical education. And on the opposite side of the school, we had an elevator, and he was the only one in the school. But what happened while he was painting down by PE, the elevator started going on its own, which freaked him out. So we kind of just dropped everything and left. And that was his first ghost story. And his second one was about him also again being alone in school. So he was cleaning and he was doing all the things that a janitor does, and he went to his janitor closet to put his stuff away, and he felt like a force pushing him back. So we couldn't get into his closet to put away his cleaning materials because this like thing was pushing him away from the wall. So obviously again he dropped everything and left because.
Strange, yeah.
Yeah, no one wants to be in a creepy old school. Like, yeah. And the third story, which the whole school kind of enjoyed, was he had locked up the school. He'd cleaned everything. He'd done everything he's supposed to do. He was on his way out. He'd turned off all the lights, locked all the doors, and he went outside the school and he looked up. And he saw all of the lights on the second floor were on, and he saw a shadow pass by them. And after hearing the story, everyone in high school took wind of the story, and we turned it into something funny. So we had this teacher called Mrs. Manson, who nobody liked. She was our head of year, and she was very strict. The shadow became her mother. So we decided to turn it into a story where it was her mother, who had died in the school somehow, who was now haunting it because her daughter didn't get the job that she wanted or didn't get the grades she wanted. It changed.
Okay.
But it turned into a school, our very own urban myth for our Boston High School.
Listening Comprehension, Section 3, Growing Up on a Farm. You will hear Jordan's story twice. Put X in the right box. Read the questions for Section 3. So, Jordan, you told me you grew up on a farm.
Yeah, that's right.
Where was this farm?
It was in Scotland. It was about 4 miles out of Castle Douglas, which was a small market town.
Okay, is that in the north of Scotland or...?
It's actually in the southwest. We're probably closer to England than to everybody else's vision of the Highlands of Scotland.
And what was it like for you as a child to grow up there?
I've got only fond memories of being a young child. I think it was great to have so much space to explore and so much freedom. We lived near a forest, mm-hmm. Or more a small wood, and we had a river and what we call in Scotland a burn, which is a small stream. So we'd spend hours building boats or dams, playing in the woods with my two sisters. So that was nice.
Yes. And did you have to work on the farm as well?
We never had to work, but we're expected to help. Mm-hmm. So maybe that's a different distinction. And I used to enjoy feeding the calves and gathering the cows in from the field.
Did you feel you got to know the animals as individuals then, individual cows or...?
I think because of the size of our farm, we were lucky and we were able to do that. So we had names and we all had cows named after us, which may seem a bit odd, but there was a Jordan or Rojo for short. And my sister had a Holly and hers was a brown and white cow, whereas mine was a black and white one.
Okay, that sounds quite fun. And what about as you got older? Was it just as fun to live on the farm once you were a teenager, for example? Or was it different?
I think it definitely changed as a teenager. I think the isolation of living there became more annoying.
Mm-hmm.
So catching up with your friends at night, you'd always need to get your mum to drive you. Even going to the cinema involved a 30-minute drive. So I think... I was very keen to get my driving licence mm-hmm. as soon as possible so that I could be independent in that sense.
Did you have many friends who also lived on farms or were they all from the town?
At my primary school, I mainly had friends who just lived on farms. But then when I went to high school, it became more mixed. So that was quite nice to have a kind of different variety of friends. I think that was maybe when you felt you missed out more because all your friends in the town could go round to each other's houses at nights.
Yes, yes. And now that you've moved away from home and you don't live on the farm anymore, would you ever consider living on a farm again?
I don't think I would want to live on a farm again because I think it's very hard work. And also, I don't think I would be able to do the work as well as my dad would.
It must be quite a hard job.
Yeah, it's a very demanding job, both in terms of time and the stress of looking after everything. But I would love to live in the countryside again if I could find a good job.
Yes, okay. Well, that sounds very interesting. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
Now listen again and check your answers. So, Jordan, you told me you grew up on a farm.
Yeah, that's right.
Where was this farm?
It was in Scotland. It was about 4 miles out of Castle Douglas, which was a small market town.
Okay, is that in the north of Scotland or...?
It's actually in the southwest. We're probably closer to England than to everybody else's vision of the Highlands of Scotland.
And what was it like for you as a child to grow up there?
I've got only fond memories of being a young child. I think it was great to have so much space to explore and so much freedom. We lived near a forest, or more a small wood, and we had a river and what we call in Scotland a burn, which is a small stream. So we'd spend hours building boats or dams, playing in the woods with my two sisters, so that was nice.
Yes, and did you have to work on the farm as well?
We never had to work, but we're expected to help. So maybe that's a different distinction. And I used to enjoy feeding the calves and gathering the cows in from the field.
Did you feel you got to know the animals as individuals then, individual cows or...?
I think because of the size of our farm, we were lucky and we were able to do that. So we had names and we all had cows named after us, which may seem a bit odd, but there was a Jordan or Rojo for short, and my sister had a Holly and hers was a brown and white cow, whereas mine was a black and white one.
Okay, that sounds quite fun. And what about as you got older? Was it just as fun to live on the farm once you were a teenager, for example, or was it different?
I think it definitely changed as a teenager. I think the isolation of living there became more annoying. So catching up with your friends at night, you'd always need to get your mum to drive you. Even going to the cinema involved a 30-minute drive. So I think I was very keen to get my driving licence as soon as possible so that I could be independent in that sense.
Did you have many friends who also lived on farms, or were they all from the town?
At my primary school, I mainly had friends who just lived on farms. But then when I went to high school, it became more mixed. So that was quite nice to have a kind of different variety of friends. But I think that was maybe when you felt you missed out more, because all your friends in the town could go round to each other's houses at nights.
Yes, yes. And now that you've moved away from home and you don't live on the farm anymore, would you ever consider living on a farm again?
I don't think I would want to live on a farm again because I think it's very hard work. And also, I don't think I would be able to do the work as well as my dad would.
It must be quite a hard job.
Yeah, it's a very demanding job, both in terms of time and the stress of looking after everything. But I would love to live in the countryside again if I could find a good job.
Yes, okay. Well, that sounds very interesting. Thank you, Jordan.
Thank you.
Listening Comprehension, Section 4. Radio News. You will hear the news twice. Put X in the right box. Read the questions for Section 4.
The Seattle Department of Transportation reported that all lanes of the University Bridge were closed this morning after electrical wires were downed by strong winds. The bridge connects the Portage Bay neighborhood to the University District, and morning rush hour traffic was badly disrupted. Emergency repairs are underway, and one northbound and one southbound lane are now open to traffic. Both sidewalks and the bike lanes are now also open. However, the Department of Transportation warns that the restrictions in place on the remaining lanes could cause significant delays to traffic in the evening rush hour. Motorists are advised to find alternative routes if at all possible. A 50p coin produced in 2016 to celebrate the life of the children's author Beatrix Potter is on sale on eBay for £4,000. The coin, featuring the image of one of her most beloved characters, Tom Kitten, was created with a rare printing error called a misstrike. However, the printing mishap actually makes the coin incredibly valuable, as it's a one-of-a-kind from a batch of just 40,000 coins in existence. The coin comes with a certificate of authenticity and was released this year as part of the Royal Mint celebration of Beatrix Potter's life and was produced to mark the 150th anniversary of her birth. An aardvark lost its life and four meerkats are missing after a large fire broke out at London Zoo this morning. 10 fire engines and more than 70 firefighters fought the blaze for 3 hours. Several members of zoo staff were treated in hospital for the effects of smoke inhalation. The zoo's closed until further notice pending an investigation by the London Fire Brigade. Misha the aardvark arrived at the zoo from the Netherlands last month and was already a favourite with both zookeepers and visitors alike, thanks to her impressive digging abilities. The four meerkats, Robbie, Norman, Billy and Nigel, had all been born at the zoo and were universally loved. Their whereabouts is still unknown. It's hard to get a hole in one in golf, but Stephen Wilson got 4 holes in one leg. Wilson, aged 76, was bitten by a 6-foot saltwater crocodile while playing a round of golf at a resort near Australia's Great Barrier Reef. He hit the ball into a water trap and, as he went to retrieve it, he failed to notice a crocodile sunbathing at the water's edge. The crocodile grabbed Wilson and dragged him into the water. The cranky reptile left 4 puncture wounds in Wilson's right leg. Wildlife officers were forced to remove the crocodile and it was relocated to Marineland Crocodile Park.
Now listen again and check your answers.
The Seattle Department of Transportation reported that all lanes of the University Bridge were closed this morning after electrical wires were downed by strong winds. The bridge connects the Portage Bay neighborhood to the University District, and morning rush hour traffic was badly disrupted. Emergency repairs are underway, and one northbound and one southbound lane are now open to traffic. Both sidewalks and the bike lanes are now also open. However, the Department of Transportation warns that the restrictions in place on the remaining lanes could cause significant delays to traffic in the evening rush hour. Motorists are advised to find alternative routes if at all possible. A 50p coin produced in 2016 to celebrate the life of the children's author Beatrix Potter is on sale on eBay for £4,000. The coin, featuring the image of one of her most beloved characters, Tom Kitten, was created with a rare printing error called a misstrike. However, the printing mishap actually makes the coin incredibly valuable, as it's a one-of-a-kind from a batch of just 40,000 coins in existence. The coin comes with a certificate of authenticity and was released this year as part of the Royal Mint celebration of Beatrix Potter's life and was produced to mark the 150th anniversary of her birth. An aardvark lost its life and 4 meerkats are missing after a large fire broke out at London Zoo this morning.
10 fire engines and more than 70 firefighters fought the blaze for 3 hours. Several members of zoo staff were treated in hospital for the effects of smoke inhalation. The zoos closed until further notice pending an investigation by the London Fire Brigade. Misha the aardvark arrived at the zoo from the Netherlands last month and was already a favourite with both zookeepers and visitors alike, thanks to her impressive digging abilities. The four meerkats, Robbie, Norman, Billy and Nigel, had all been born at the zoo and were universally loved. Their whereabouts is still unknown. It's hard to get a hole in one in golf, but Stephen Wilson got 4 holes in one leg. Wilson, aged 76, was bitten by a 6-foot saltwater crocodile while playing a round of golf at a resort near Australia's Great Barrier Reef. He hit the ball into a water trap and, as he went to retrieve it, he failed to notice a crocodile sunbathing at the water's edge. The crocodile grabbed Wilson and dragged him into the water. The cranky reptile left 4 puncture wounds in Wilson's right leg. Wildlife officers were forced to remove the crocodile and it was relocated to Marineland Crocodile Park.
The listening comprehension is now finished.